Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Testing?
Testies?
One, two, three.
Nah,
nigga.
I don't know shit about fuck.
Get your balls
tucked.
I like
sucking.
Put that dick in my ass.
Legit fat podcast.
I like China.
Working with retards.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
You are.
Well, hey, welcome back to Legit Bat, Planet Retard Edition. And Chance, where are you? You're not here. I don't even see a message from you. You're supposed to be here. But I'm Joe. Jen's with me, and our buddy Andrew, who is a fellow retard. And thanks to Mike in the Telegram, aka 13th Chimp, for naming the listeners to this show Downs Berserkers. I like it. Mr. DC in the Telegram also was saying Downs Clerics. Like, we could have different levels of Downs, but it fits perfect. I love it. What are we doing today? Oh, yeah, Planet Retard. So we got some stupid shit to share with you. Thanks to Andrew, of course, for sending me some of this stuff. Make sure I get all my things in order. And we will start with this one. Hang on. No, wrong button. Again. All right. I think we have it figured out. All right. Can you see that? Can you read it?
I feel like there's a lot of dead air on this episode.
Nah, that's fine.
No. We should talk more. Sorry.
Nah.
No, he's got it. Yeah. This is retarded. This is...
So it's world's most expensive ice cream costs $6,696 per serving. Surprised it wasn't just straight sixes all the way across. So there is a video to this, but it was just like music, so it was kind of dumb. But this is out of Japan. A Japanese ice cream company assembled some of the world's rarest ingredients to create an ice cream flavor that costs almost $7,000 per serving. And of course, it's Guinness World Records. That's probably the only reason they did it. Japanese brand Salado earned the record for the world's most expensive ice cream with its new flavor dubbed Bayakaya. The pricey treat's ingredients include a rare white truffle grown in Alba, Italy, that costs almost $7,000 per pound. It also includes Parmesan Reggiano and Sake Lees. I don't know what Sake Lees are, but... So they developed the flavor from this dude, the head chef at Osaka Restaurant. The company said it sought to combine European and Japanese flavors. It took us over 1.5 years to develop with a lot of trials and errors to get the taste right. So how much did they spend on that, just developing it, if they had a lot of errors?
I don't care how much money I have. I would never spend that much on ice cream. Like,
you wouldn't if you had like $80 billion.
That's what I mean.
And someone's like this is $6,000.
I don't think
try
any
it?
Of us anyone who listens to the show fully understands what it would be like to be a billionaire and having something like that be like chucking a nickel at a kid. Like, that's the ratio of how much money they have. It's like just flicking a dime at the server and being like, keep the change.
Throwing homeless people like little like handfuls of change.
Yeah, and meanwhile we're like going to the ice cream store, and $6 for a little thing of ice cream. We're like, fuck, it's too expensive. Oh, rich people.
Yeah,
that is retarded though. That's a great way to knock it out of the park on the first fucking go.
I wonder how. Okay, so I guess how do they store it? Because
it's got to be made to order. For sure.
It has to be, but like the ingredients must go bad somehow, because I imagine, I don't know what kind of a restaurant this is, but they probably don't sell a lot of that. That would be my guess.
It looks like a single scoop too. Like they're not even going liberal on it. They're just, no, one scoop.
I would like to see how big the serving is, because it would be hilarious if it was a real fancy restaurant size. So it's like one spoonful.
I don't get the truffle thing.
Something to look up, I'm sorry, to pay attention to, is it includes Parmigiano, but it has cheese on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And truffle. Isn't truffle like a mushroom?
Well, yeah, that's the main thing. That's the main ingredient.
And this is ice cream with mushroom and cheese? No, thank you.
No. But Parmesan cheese, too. Like, but I guess it would probably be more of a, because since I don't know what sakelis are, it could be more of like a savory ice cream instead of,
sake.
The American. I know, but what's sake lees? Is that just,
I don't know,
sake?
A form of sake.
Well, if you're in the market, now you know. If you want to go get on a Guinness World Record list for buying that shit sometime.
You know how easy this would be to actually beat? Is just create an ice cream like in your garage or something, and then sell it for like $10,000 an ounce.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you beat the world record.
Yeah, just tell them certain things are in it that aren't.
Just black market ice cream.
Yeah, it has alien dust in it.
Be cool if you could actually get meteor dust. I know somebody would pay to eat ice cream with meteor dust.
It has pieces of rainbow. Like just things that are ridiculous that could never be in an ice cream.
You've got to have a really small disclaimer at the bottom so nobody sues you.
Well, speaking of meteor dust, here's the next one. This is...
Yeah. This is... Peak 2024. And I like the way the headline's written. I like it too, because it says, yes, there is a line of sex toys inspired by Jeff Bezos' shuttle launch, because why not? I'm so not surprised by it. I feel like that's the curse of living right now, is that you just are apathetic to everything and just indifferent and don't...
Okay, don't read the entire article, because it gets really bad about the third paragraph or...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, one, two, three. The fifth... fifth paragraph. It starts to get... I wouldn't recommend reading that one.
Yeah, we could probably just stick to the headline on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, you can use your imagination.
Is there a picture of any of the sex toys?
They probably don't allow that on there. Let me see. Doesn't look like it. I mean, you can imagine if it's modeled after this that you see on the screen right now. It probably looks something like that, which looks like a giant penis, as everybody has been saying.
Now I'm really curious about this fifth paragraph. What does it say?
You read it on your own. I'll put it in the show notes.
It was already on the screen.
It's it's from the Washingtonian. So, yeah. I'm sure there's other articles about it, too.
It starts getting into underage people. Let's put it that way.
Jesus Christ. Gotcha. Why would you send me that, dude? Now I'm on a list.
I've been on a list for a long time. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's just another one to... Yeah, who cares? So the next one, there's a couple reasons I picked this one, mostly because the very idea of it is kind of dumb and redundant, but then there's the creepy factor, too, so... drones warned New York City residents about storm flooding. The Spanish translation drew mockery. So that's not actually the part I'm worried about that I want to talk about, but it's funny that they got the translation wrong enough that people could figure it out. One of the dudes in here did put out a tweet that showed the actual translation, but I mean, that's after the fact, so who knows. But I'm going to play the video, but I'm going to read about it real quick first here, too. So New York City emergency management officials have apologized for hard-to-understand flood warning issued in Spanish by drones flying overhead in some neighborhoods. City officials had touted the high-tech message delivery devices ahead of expected flash flooding Tuesday, but when video of a drone delivering the warning in English and Spanish was shared widely on social media, users quickly mocked the pronunciation of the Spanish version delivered to a city where roughly a quarter of all residents speak the language at home. And so they're saying things like, how is that the Spanish version? It's almost incomprehensible. Any native or any Spanish speaking New Yorker would be better. So so somebody said it was, it said it's unfortunate because it sounds like a literal Google translation. So if you go to Zach Iskel's Twitter, the city emergency management commissioner, he says that it shouldn't have happened and promised that officials were working to make sure it doesn't happen again. In a follow-up, he provided the full text of the message as written in Spanish and explained that the problem was in the recording of the message, not the translation itself. So I looked at the full text of the message and put it through a translator, and it sounds fine to me, but it looks like they were talking about the pronunciation of it.
All right, so in the future, they're saying that, don't worry, illegals, we will definitely have drones that are going to pronounce the pronunciation correctly for you, so you can abide by our, you know, utilitarian guidelines.
Yeah, don't worry. Thank you for your feedback. So the tweet he put was, problem was the recording, not the translation. We have over 33 fluent Spanish speakers. Of course they have 33 of them. And fluencies in 16 other languages. So he's saying that we have... influences in 16 other languages, many with English as their second language. So he's basically saying, now we have the best of the best, but somehow they got the pronunciation wrong of this. But I'm just going to play it because this looks like something, I'm going to play the video because it looks like something straight out of a dystopian movie. I don't understand why you'd need drones to do all this when we get messages about power outages and, you know, emergency alerts just on our phone. And on the overpasses, the signs on the freeway and stuff. So I don't, it looks like they're beta testing for something else. I mean, how long till they put rockets on these things or stun guns or, you know,
just looks like a sci-fi movie. We leave our house, but a lot of people don't leave their houses.
Yeah, you know, but they all got fucking phones.
Yeah.
I mean, that's worked up until now, right?
But maybe there's a poor neighborhoods that can't afford it. I don't know.
Well, of course, they're speaking Spanish. All right, so I'll play this and you can see how creepy it looks.
We have drones out today that are going to be messaging in certain neighborhoods as well in multiple languages, letting people know that this is something that people need to take very seriously and notifying the public that there is significant weather coming into New York City.
We live in a bubble and we have to meet people where they are in notifications so they can be prepared. And that is what we've done under the commissioner.
Southeast has Aaron Fuerzlovia's inundaciones destroyado por la Magana.
He has used alternate methods of notifying people. And on a phone call this morning, the potentiality of using drones with loudspeakers going in those areas or where we know historically we've had flooding problems.
Yeah, it's just creepy.
It does, like, super dystopian.
I mean, just watching it, if you're listening on audio, it's probably not going to be as creepy, but you can check it out on YouTube because it's weird.
Yeah, that's like the boiling frog analogy. Like, people don't really care. Like, oh, yeah, they're doing something good. But eventually, that's just stage one of something more, like, worse.
Sinister.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... You don't see this kind of thing and then it turns out to be super great and they, like, save kittens out of trees or something like that. That's not what they're there for.
That's how it'll start, though.
Yeah. Well, why don't you throw one of yours up and then while I collect my next collection of things that I'm going to talk about. Yeah, what do you got?
Okay.
Can you hear our dog?
Yeah.
I cannot.
Oh, okay. Good.
She's out there barking her fucking head off.
I'm going to go see what she's doing.
Is the mailman here again? Like, what the fuck? Yeah.
All right, 1 second. I'm just trying to pull this up and for some reason, okay. Stop video.
Fine, you listen to the show. You know my button problems. There's too many of them. I can't do all of them.
I'm trying to pull up the fucking thing.
Yeah, I got a couple stories today. They're just like for fun type shit. You know, it's not necessarily retarded, but some of it is.
All right, well, I may just have to share this with you because at the moment, Zoom is not pulling up outside of a window that's smaller than a fucking thumbtack.
Weird. Oh, Jen's back. How was the dog?
Sorry, I left the blinds open by mistake. So.
Oh, so somebody was walking by or a cat or something?
I was just probably a cat, yeah. I'm going to assume that. She scared it away, though, with her vicious growl.
Let's see. What else do we have here? Are you not able to share? Is that what the problem is?
All right, here we go. Got it. Here we go. Where is it? Okay, there it is. And this is
buttons to share.
Here we go.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, now I can see it. Yeah.
There we go. Okay. So one dead and dozens sickened after eating roasted eel from a Japanese department store.
Dude, I pulled this one too. Nice.
Really?
What?
One person died and nearly 150 others were sickened after eating grilled eel prepared by a restaurant chain and sold at a department store near Tokyo, officials said. Among those sickened, two required hospitalization. Some guy named K, department store said
Kyoku.
147 customers as of Monday had reported symptoms such as vomiting and diarrhea after eating grilled eel dishes sold in a grocery section of the department store based in Yokohama near Tokyo, Japan, between July 24th and 25th. Japan has a tradition of eating roasted eel as a tonic for the heat during the hottest days of the summer. What the fuck does that even mean? How does it make any sense?
I don't know their culture, man. I can't be racist here, but it doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, like, are eel just kind of like swarming in near like where fishing boats are, and all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, that's what we have to eat, or we're going to die kind of situation. I don't know.
While they watch anime and whatever.
A woman in her 90s died after developing symptoms, but her exact cause of death is being further investigated, the Yokohama City Healthcare Center said. Two other people were hospitalized, but the symptoms of others affected were milder, it added. The only common denominator... The fuck are you... What? The only common denominator among the sickened was the grilled eel sold separately as part of a box... Sorry, of box lunches served with rice prepared by the Tokyo-based restaurant chain, however the fuck you want to pronounce that one, and
Nihonbashi Isasada.
I'll take your word for it. And sold at the department store. What, like what are we talking about? Like Sears or Mervin's or something?
It looks like a Lunchable.
It's probably like Costco.
Oh, okay.
You know how Costco has the vendors around that give you food? I don't know.
Free samples or something?
Yeah.
Well, it says it was part of a box lunch served with rice. So it sounds like a Japanese Lunchable. Because that's what, you know, kids want to eat is rice and eel.
I don't know. They have eel and sushi.
I know, but that's not... No. I'm not doing that. 1,700 servings of it were sold.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's funny because I pulled that one too, but I can't remember what the other reason was because... Oh, like food scare type of thing. You know, they've been doing that a lot with the bird flu and all that kind of thing. Maybe this is Japan's version of it. I don't know.
All right, I've got one more, then I'll show some videos, and then I'll let you guys just run with it after that. So, okay, this one, can you guys see this? The Special Olympics?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I went there. All right, so why the R word is the R slur? That's popping up in my... What's... Why is that there? Hold on.
Can't see it.
Oh, shit. I have to stop sharing, I guess. 1 second.
No, you're sharing. No, we can just see the article, though. No pop-ups.
Yeah, I don't see any pop-ups.
Oh, no. The whole Zoom thing was like right in the middle of my screen. It was making me...
Gotcha. Oh, gotcha.
It was messing up my visuals and my cursor. All right, so the R word, also known as the R slur, is a harmful term that remains prevalent throughout social media, according to Kantar Social Listening Study. There's that. The research shows that when social media users are posting about people with intellectual disabilities, 7 in 10 of those posts are negative, and 6 in 10 contain a slur. I would challenge anyone to look up on the internet how many slurs are used in comments or blogs or tweets or whatever the fuck they are. There's slurs.
It's going to vary a lot because it's everybody's definition of what a slur is.
I bet, though, this doesn't seem correct. When people, I mean, I guess just what I see, I don't know, you guys might see something different. On social media, a lot of people are not calling people with intellectual disabilities names necessarily. They're just making fun of like retards on Facebook, but like not people with actual intellectual disabilities.
Yeah,
it's, I think like they're just trying to make it sound like they're hurting the disparaged, but really it's just like people being stupid.
No, it's like that South Park clip, Ryan Ghost played it on Cunt, where they're talking about, it's I think I've actually posted this on Instagram, but where they're talking to the school council or something about calling people faggots or fags, and he's like, no, we don't mean you're homosexual. We mean you're being a douchebag on a Harley, basically, is like the gist of the whole thing. He's like, when I see somebody cut me off in an annoying-ass Harley, I'm not saying he's homosexual. I'm saying he's a fag. He's like, what if he was also homosexual? Well, then he's a gay fag. What is so difficult about this?
That's a classic episode to watch.
It's so good.
And you guys haven't seen the newest
very end.
Oh, yeah, they go over the line. Oh,
I bet. No, but at the end of that, the guy's like, this is making entirely too much sense. He's like, yeah, it's not hard.
Yeah, even it was a Big Gay Al, or whatever his name is. He's like, yeah, fags, get out of here.
You mean, oh, Jesus Christ, that guy?
Well, there was Big Gay Al and Mr. Slave.
Oh, Mr. Slave. That's what I was thinking.
So, anyways, yeah, so the word retard is now being basically stigmatized in the sense that it's on the Special Olympics website, and this was posted or published or whatever not too long ago. And I don't know if anyone, like you were saying, has ever walked up to a retard, and said, like, hey, you fucking retard, and like pushed them over into like into the street or something. No, it doesn't happen.
That sounds like a movie. I don't think that happened.
From the 80s. Like, it sounds like an old movie about things that really didn't happen very often. I'm sure
some
people
have done
that.
It doesn't happen ever in all the world. I'm sure it does, but to the extent they're saying it is, well, it's mostly just online stuff. So people do have bigger balls online, so maybe.
People that are like in the Special Olympics are necessarily retarded. They just may have some sort of a physical disability or something like that, and to retard just means to slow down. So it's a common word to use in a lot of different ways. You can use it derogatorily or whatever else. And you guys want some videos?
Yeah, let's wait till the end to do that, though. Let me let me jump back in here. Yeah, I'm going to wait till the end for that just because it's... hang on. Oh, look, I can just boot you off. That's cool. No, I just mean because not everybody watches. A lot of people listen on audio. So I'll just put that at the end as like a video option, instead of putting it in the middle, because a lot of videos just don't make sense. That's why I try to get ones that have like some voices or something to it. But let me cover this one real quick. New Zealand and Australia trade barbs over accent and language in row with Maori words. Is that how you say that? Maori? Maori, maybe? I don't know. Sorry, no, I'm racist.
It has a line over it. You pronounce it as the letter as you pronounce it.
So Maori,
or anything like that,
huh? So this is from Wellington, New Zealand, which nobody knows where that is. The removal of basic Maori phrases meaning hello and New Zealand from a Maori Lunar New Year invitation to an Australian official was not a stub of the indigenous language by New Zealand's government. The Prime Minister said Wednesday, seemingly joking, that it instead reflected the incredibly simple language required when speaking to Australians. So basically they got mad because he left out native words for like hello in his otherwise English speech.
People are getting offended about everything.
I guess that would be like somebody coming to California and not starting with dude. Like,
dude, that's hella cool.
I just don't get why they're
so
mad
retro
about
90s.
It. And I guarantee you, it's not even the Maori people that are mad about it. It's probably, sorry, but white middle-aged women who get mad about stuff like this.
I, for one, am outraged.
You should be. Whoa, I just opened up a weird thing over here. What the fuck is that?
That's simple. Just get rid of it. Just click on the X.
Okay. Oh, I do that all the time.
What the hell was that?
It's the web scripting.
But yeah, it's just more politics stuff, but I just thought it was funny because Australia. And it's very, very sorry that I offended some people with bashing Florida last time. I had no idea you had such delicate sensibilities about your state.
No, whatever. We did go a little hard on Florida. There's idiots in every state, and to be fair, there's a lot of idiots in California. He was not wrong.
Oh, I know. I just can't help it that the first like five stories I picked up happened to be from Florida. It was not my fault. Sorry. I do want to jump in here. We said a couple years ago, if everybody remembers on the show, that I would never accept a sponsorship or collaborate with a company unless I actually thought they were great. And you've heard me talk about it before. It's a magic mind. And it is the world's first mental performance shot. And this month they have a special using discount code LegitBatPod trial. You get three bottles to try out for free. I think you just pay shipping and then they'll send you three bottles and you can cancel and not pay if you don't like it or, you know, whatever. But the only reason, like I said, that we even chose to work with them, and we are very thankful that they send us free stuff every month, it's so great, is because we actually think it works and we love it. And they also have one for sleep now, too. And I have not looked into that one. Jewel, maybe you can get back to me on that and we can do something with the sleep one. But yeah, like we've told you before, it has all the adaptogens and nootropics and all that stuff. And it is funny because we've talked about how it, for us, it helps like a hangover. It doesn't just do that. It's only, if you've ever microdosed with, you know, a different type of mushroom, it's kind of like doing that, except it's you know, legal and it tastes a lot better than the other kind of mushroom.
And there's
I've got
like
microdosed mushroom right here.
Oh, nice.
Oh, just waving them around. Nice. But yeah, so yeah, check out, if you want to try it, if you've been listening to us blab on about it forever and want to try it, now's the time. It's magicmind.com/legitbatpodtrial, and I'll put the code and the link in the notes, and you can try that out. So
yeah, thanks, if you have like a stressful job too, something with high anxiety, if you're having to deal with situations that are just causing you anxiety, just try this. It makes it go away, and it lasts for the entire day.
Yeah,
well, isn't that like 90% of all jobs are stressful, causing anxiety?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, exactly.
That's
yeah.
Why it's,
well, some people enjoy that though. Some people like that stress. But if you hate the stress and it puts you in a terrible mood, or your job just or like if you work at the DMV, whatever, this is great for you.
Yeah, and especially if you're trying to get down from, you know, so much caffeine and all the other bullshit that's in energy drinks and whatnot. This has way less caffeine. I feel like it works a lot better than even an energy drink, but. If you do the subscription thing, I think it ends up being close to like $3 a bottle, which is cheaper than your shit Starbucks that you keep drinking, even though you know it's terrible for you.
All right, I'm down. I'll buy some. I'll check it out.
Nice. Well, thanks, Magic Mind. Always appreciate you. And there's going to be new deals coming, I guess, in the next couple months, too. I've been talking to them about that. So awesome sauce. All right, what do we got next? Oh, see, I put up the eel one. I didn't even look. We already did that, dumb brain.
And that was just sad. That wasn't retarded. That was a sad article, you guys.
I know.
And you both brought that article. Very disappointed.
Well, first, I mean, general rule, just don't eat eel. I mean, it might be great, okay. But maybe just steer clear of it. I don't know. I don't trust anybody.
It's a fish that, like, yeah, like it's the that fish you have to cut just right, otherwise it's going to kill you. Cause
oh, yeah. Isn't it puffer fish?
I think it's puffer, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, it's like, oh, there's certain things you just shouldn't eat, like, this weird animal over there crawling around. People in Japan, actually, there's live videos of this. Only watch it for about 5 seconds if you ever look it up. Where they go to a restaurant and they have a fucking octopus. And they'll rip the legs off of it while the tentacle is still moving. They'll dip it in some sauce and swallow it.
Ugh. That's awful.
And some people die from that because the suction cups or whatever get stuck in their esophagus. And they're fucking dead. But people do it. Wow. Like, oh, cool. Like,
yeah.
That's nasty.
No, there's just some things I'm cool with not trying. That's one of them.
Yeah, me too.
The ones where they eat the fish live, like, what the fuck? How is that not illegal?
Yeah, that's what bears and, like, that's what animals do. Not humans, we learn how to kill things and then eat it.
Yeah, yeah. At least give it an honorable death. Come on. So this one I actually pulled because it's just a fun one, but... it is a TikTok news too, so double feature here. TikTok famous parrot breaks world record for identifying objects.
And oh my we gosh, have a record. It's Apollo?
Yeah. So this is, I don't know if we've talked about him before, but I follow several, we both do, several African gray parrots on like Instagram, and they
we
are hilarious.
We got a big parrot kick like a few months ago.
I got legit close to buying one of these things. If they weren't like $3,000 for a bird, I probably would have, but they're hilarious. So if you've never seen Apollo's videos on like Instagram, I think they're on TikTok too, but
Also, just like pre-warning, the owners are like overstimulating this bird. If you watch all his videos, they're like, what's this? What's this? What's this? What's this? But he is super smart.
Well, at least they edit it like that. But he is a spazoid. He's probably autistic at this point. But it's funny. Poor if you've never seen him before, I'm going to play the video. Yeah. It's hilarious. So we'll see. It should be a nice little supercut of this. So that'll give you an idea of what we watch when we get home from work.
Gotcha. What's this called?
Sock.
That's right. Sock. All right, Apollo, you want to earn a pistachio? You got to answer 4 questions. You get a pistachio. What's this called?
Book.
Yes, book. That's right. Good boy. All right, 3 more. You get a pistache. What's this?
It's a bug.
Yes, it's a bug. That's right. Good boy, Apollo. All right, 2 more. What's this called?
Wario.
That's right. Wario. Good job. What's this?
Cork.
Yes, cork. Good job, Apollo. There's a pistache. You want to earn a pistache? Okay, you gotta answer 4 questions. What's this called?
Plant.
Yes, plant. That's right. Good boy. 3 more, you get a pistache. What's this called?
Block.
No. What's this called?
Rock.
Yes, rock. Good job. 2 more, you get a pistache. What's this called?
Ball.
Yes, ball. Good boy. All right, 1 more. What's this called?
Bottle.
Yes, bottle. That's right. Good job, Apollo. There's a pistache.
All right, that's enough of that. Yeah, I just thought it was funny because there's so many. There's another one called Einstein the Talking Parrot, I think, is the web or the
Einstein
Instagram.
The Texas Parrot. I don't know, something like
but that. But that one's hilarious. He's older. He's like 26, and he says the funniest fucking shit. Like
he talks like his owner. His owner is an older Texan lady with a thick Southern accent, and he talks just like that. It's super funny.
Yeah, so if you're into watching birds say funny shit, I mean, there's videos of it on YouTube, but we follow specific birds because we're that fucking nerdy. Sorry.
Hey, I watch cat and dog videos and rabbit videos. Those are the funniest ones to watch.
Oh, yeah.
No, I got a buddy that owns like 9 rabbits. They're like indoor rabbits, too. So it's fucking weird when you see some of the videos that...
What?
Yeah.
Do they just poop everywhere? Did he train them?
No, you can't fucking train those things.
So they're inside, though? Why? It's like having chickens inside. Like, what's the point?
I mean, they poop a little bit, but they can jump really fucking high. They don't even have wings. So anyways, there's that.
No thanks. Hang on. I'm bringing up 2 more here because since I fucking picked the same one as you did. Great minds think alike, obviously.
Of course.
Let's see. Back to this TikTok. Okay, here we go. This one I pulled just for Jen. Dolce & Gabbana launches dog perfume named after founder's pet. Probably wasn't named Piss, but it probably should be. It's believed to be the first time a big luxury brand has branched out into pet perfume, with the company offering to make every walk a fragrant and fashionable affair. You can tell this is a rich person's dog on this article. Oh my god, it's got like
a poodle with a traditional haircut. It's got like a poodle.
Oh, that's what it's called, Fepe. Anyway, the reason I brought this up is because we actually had to buy like a dry shampoo for our dog because she smells like fucking ass like all the time.
So I guess we just need this perfume.
Yeah, I know. So I'm gonna see how much it is. Luxury brand Dolce & Gabbana has released a perfume for dogs named after the co-founder's own pet. Fifi is alcohol-free, and the firm says it has been safety-tested and approved by vets. The €99 or 85-pound fragrance, what is that, like $105, something like that?
It's about the same as ours. It's pretty close.
Yeah, probably around
$108.
All right. It's described as an olfactory masterpiece featuring lang lang, musk, and creamy undertones of sandalwood. Dude, you can make that at home. Literally, you can buy those 3 things and just spray it on your dog.
Yeah, isn't that kind of torture, though? Dog's sense of smell is far stronger than ours.
Yeah, it's got to probably be, like, specially diluted, maybe, so that it's not overpowering. And our fucking dog has allergies, too, so she'll sneeze at anything. The bottle features a 24-karat gold-plated paw print and is said to be inspired by the unwavering love for Domenico Dolce's loyal companion, Fifi. The company's marketing says it offers a touch of opulence, making every walk a fragrant and fashionable affair. That's retarded. But there are some dogs that really do need it. It's like telling your best friend he needs to wear deodorant.
This love is what it. You can do for I'm going to buy it for Marilyn for Christmas.
For $100. The low price of $100. All right, well, what else is new? Oh, so this one had a video that I have not watched because I wanted to watch it in real time, but alligators in the sewer myth is true. No thanks. City workers find out in jaw-dropping video. So I'll play the video in a minute here. But so New York might not have those infamous alligators in the sewer, but Florida has the real thing. sorry, it's Florida again, but this is kind of cool, so get off my back. A work crew in Oviedo, Florida proved the NYC urban legend was a Sunshine State reality after discovering an 5-foot gator. Did I say that? A 5-foot? Residing in a sludge-filled pipe. Footage of the scaly subterranean terror is currently stirring up a crap storm in the City of Oviedo City Administration Facebook page, which is a lot of words. Just another reason not to go wandering down the storm water pipes. Oh, so that's what we're trying to do, keep people from becoming sewer people. You know there's people down there already. That's probably how they got this video.
Yeah, they're called mole people.
Yeah, the mole people. A public works team had dispatched a robot equipped with a camera. Oh, so it's a robot. To get to the roof of what? To the root, now I'm being retarded, of why a cluster of craters kept appearing on the road above. Workers soon found something far more terrifying. On Friday's inspection, as you'll see in the video, they came across a 5-foot alligator. That seems like a smallish alligator, doesn't it?
It's still an alligator. Fuck that.
All right, I'll play the video and we can watch this fucking gator they caught that is probably totally not AI created. But we'll find out. Oh, so yeah, it's the robot. So it's just trucking along. The alligator's like, fuck is this? It actually looks like a lizard, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it looks like a Komodo dragon almost.
It's like, fuck this thing. It's like pushing, what the fuck?
No, it's an alligator.
Oh yeah, that's a fucking alligator. It is only 5 feet though, so. But it is just trudging through pee and poop just to get where it's going down there. And it gets the fuck away from the robot, as you should.
Isn't that kind of like the Ninja Turtles? The Ninja Turtles like lived in a sewer, didn't they? And they were all turtles and
close enough, right?
This is like a modern day Ninja Turtle.
The sewer fucker. Pipes are a lot smaller than they show in the movies. You know, in the movies, the sewer pipes are like you could live in them.
Yeah, some of them are actually really, really huge. But that one's
Donald Trump's decision.
I'm not doing Donald Trump. Sorry. This is the last one I got, then we can play those videos you brought. So, this one is just kind of stupid. The quote is, I'm lucky to be alive after sustaining car crash injuries tripping over my cat.
This is an old article, right? I feel like we've read this one before. Uh-huh.
Did we really? Well, sorry, I'm going to read it again.
All right.
it is from 2022. All right. Oh, I think we did read this one. Motherfucker. Do you remember us reading this one, Andrew?
I don't.
I don't either.
It would be like a year and a half ago, so read it again. Yeah. It's fine.
A UK man miraculously survived after sustaining a broken neck, fractured spine, smashed ribs, blood in his lungs, and other car crash evoking injuries from tripping over his cat.
One more reason not to have a fucking cat.
Yeah, get rid of it. And the cat he has is gross. Nobody should have a cat that looks like a nutsack. I mean, it's kind of cute, but maybe paint some fur on it or something. It's disturbing. He said he can't remember much, just falling fast. It was quick and it was over within seconds and I was at the bottom. The freak apocalypse meow accident. Oh, geez, hang on. What did you do there? That's a terrible joke. Well, the Leicestershire-based professional musician was home alone with his hairless Egyptian sphinx kitten, Eric Morecambe. He named his cat two names. All right. Yeah, so he basically just hit it and then he came crashing down the stairs. So it was mostly, he's just old and fell down the stairs, but the cat happened to be the thing that caused it. I'm saying the cat did it on purpose.
Need to be removed. Like they are like the weak part of evolution, if you want to believe in that. Like hairless cats, like they should be like food for other cats.
And they're super expensive too. But look at this cat and look at the dude. The cat did this on purpose. He's like, this is my chance. I can finally get rid of him and then eat his fat ass.
Finally grow some hair.
They do have a video with this. Let's see what it says. It's probably stupid, but you know, we can try. Hang on. It's really short though. Hang on. Oh, this is.
It's probably just an AI like piecing it together pieces of the article.
Oh, it's one of these. It's one of these like TikTok style videos that nobody actually narrates it. It's just like here's some words.
Or if it's narrated, it's in that AI girl voice.
Well, watch out for your cats and/or get rid of them. I know I'm not probably going to get any more after these other two croak at some point. All right, what do you got, Andrew? So you got some videos. Are these like reels?
Yeah, they're short. Don't worry.
Oh, no, it's fine. We were going to play some of Jen's, but she sent it to me on Facebook, and I can't figure out how to email them to myself. So,
okay, I'm only going to play five unless you want more. They're pretty short, like between 30 That's seconds fine. And a minute apiece.
Oh, yeah, go
Perfect.
For it.
Perfect.
Okay. So, hold on. Let me get that started.
I'll let you know if there's sound on our end, because that seems to always be a problem.
Yeah.
Well, with Zoom, or just me being me.
Well, it worked last time, so when I share. Okay. Make sure I share with sound, because I always forget. Yeah, share sound. I always forget to do that when I'm doing my classes.
And you're a teacher, bro.
Well, we don't use Zoom. We use MS Teams.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. I love Teams.
All right. Here we go.
Take
granted,
it away.
Only five. I could probably do another 50 in a row. That's how many like images are. Okay, you'll see. This is fucking retarded.
So a lot of the rest of this was visual only. So if you want to check that out, go over to YouTube or Rockfin if you want to see what we were talking about. Thanks.
I'm a lesbian.
They, she.
They, he, non-binary, trans, mask.
Bisexual.
I'm just trans.
I'm a gay male pup. Yeah.
I'm just trans.
Transgender. He, him.
I'm a cis, she, her.
Probably non-binary, yeah, would be the best.
What about you? Bi?
A lesbian. Bye-bye.
I like frogs, not people. I'm sorry? I like frogs, not people.
Oh my god.
There's no way. Like, I'm not even scared of crushing my fingers because there's just... I have no way that's gonna happen.
How'd she get in? Oh my goodness.
What kind of shoehorn are they using for that chick?
Oh my goodness. That's...
I love the caption. You need a bigger car and less fat.
Well, I titled it myself. I titled all of them.
Oh.
Well, well done.
Wow. I guess I'm just going to have to break down and get... You have actual TikTok and you got them to yourself that way?
No, people send this to me.
Oh,
nice.
Well,
nice.
And I also... Telegram is a great fucking reference.
I'll figure it out how to... I know I just have to... It's something to do with links, but every time you send a link from Facebook, it links you back to Facebook, and that means I'd have to like log in on my computer and all kinds of shit. So.
Oh, yeah, I think
we'll
Facebook,
do it next time.
Twitter, X, whatever the fuck it's called, or Instagram, or... That's pretty much
it. Yeah.
All the things.
But yeah, we have a bunch of other... I think we should do that now, play stupid reels at the end of the show for the video listeners. So if you're on audio, you can watch all those videos that we just played. On YouTube or Rockfin, and we'll do that again next time because that was fun.
Well, I'm going to end it with that one. That's the last thing. I will be
Thanks.
Happy.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
And what in the actual come on, me and my buddies, we actually started a live stream. We've done 10 episodes so far on Sunday night. We 4 Pacific. And we usually, it's pretty much like this, but
nice.
A little more. It's just casual bullshit and very similar retard report kind of stuff. And
what's it called?
Nice.
Tinfoil sombrero.
All right. Nice.
Are you still sharing?
Cool.
What's going on here?
No, I think I stopped. Maybe not.
It's still up on my end. Weird. Oh, there we go.
There we go. Cool.
Well, cool. Right. Yeah, send us your links for your show, too, and we'll put them in the notes along with everything else, and we'll catch you all next time. So this is this is going to come out, I think, Friday, so if you're listening to it, it's probably Friday, but... we have other shows planned until then, so
hopefully it was retarded enough. I can get retarded if you want to.
Nice. All right, guys. Have a good night.
We'll do this again soon.
Check you out probably next week. Later.
Thank you for listening to Legit Bad. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.